Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus, for weed management solutions. In this week's program, we're going to learn about a new agricultural information source. This is called Rural Radio, and I am going to visit here with Randy Bernard, who is CEO of Rural Media Group. They are RFD TV, Rural TV, and now added to the mix, we've got Rural Radio, which is on Sirius XM Channel 80. So let's learn all about it. Randy, congratulations to RFD for this big announcement with Sirius XM about Rural Radio. Tell us a little bit about this project and kind of what was the what got it started.
Well, thanks, Chuck. Yeah, we're very excited about this. Patrick Dodge, the founder of RFD TV, has wanted to have a rural lifestyle radio network for over 7 years with Sirius XM. And the opportunity came up when he said, when he brought me on, he wanted me to take this and make it one of our first big projects. And lo and behold, we flew back and met with SiriusXM, and they loved the idea. And they said that, you know, they see the importance of rural America, and they wanted to make sure that they're embracing it as any way we can, like we do with RFD TV. And that's how it really materialized into happening so fast.
Well, you've got plans to get kicked off very soon, I understand.
Yeah, our launch date is July 15th, and we've got our hosts down in Nashville, a lot of them down there right now, already practicing, and some of our other hosts around the country are doing the same thing.
Tell us a little bit about what you've got in the works for programming for Rural Radio.
Well, we have a lot of new content out there that you won't get to see on RFD TV. It's made specifically for Sirius XM and Rural Radio. We start off every morning at 6 a.m. with Rural Radio Live, a lot like RFD TV, where it's we invite our big companies in that want to talk about their new products or just have special guests on there to talk about the rural lifestyle. And then we have the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Report from 7 to 8 every day. And then we have we have Ag Day at 8 a.m., and then we have Commodity Wrap. And these are just really talking, the Commodity Wrap's talking about the futures and really what's going to happen for the most of the day. And then we have a three-minute feature on Living the Country, and we go straight into Market Day Report. The best way to explain Market Day Report is you just imagine if CNBC, but it's only talking about agriculture. So it's going to be talking about live animal prices as well as your futures, as well as your weather and ag policy is really what that's going to be made up of. And, you know, Mark Oppel does a fantastic job with that now on Rural TV, and so that's what you'll see there. And we go into AgriTalk after that at 2 p.m., and then we go into Ag PhD, and then we have a show called Vets on Call with Zoetis. And basically what this show is you just call in and talk to your vet and ask them questions about anything you want, and there'll be different days. There'll be days that you can talk about equine, or you can talk about bovine, or small animals on days. So that's the first part of the day takes you right up to 4 p.m. there.
Well, it sounds like you've got everything coming into place here. How about a comment on how this integrates into you know the whole thing that you're doing with RFD TV, now you've got Rural Radio. Are these going to be kind of complementary to each other? And, you know, just from a marketing standpoint, whether it's for yourself or for your sponsors or advertisers?
It's a great question. And I think that if you know Patrick Gotch at all, you know that he loves the rural lifestyle and he wants to do everything he can to be a part of it. And this was just one of those missing pieces. We have a magazine. We have two television networks, and now that we have a national syndicated or national radio channel, we believe that this is one of those missing pieces that we'll be able to reach thousands and hundreds of thousands of people in the rural market. There's over 24.5 million subscribers to SiriusXM here in the United States, with another 2 million outside in Canada. So we feel that this is going to be a great opportunity for us to really be able to communicate with the rural lifestyle, but also be that bridge to mainstream, so they can get a little piece of that country lifestyle as well.
How about looking at the web, the internet? I mean, do you see that playing a role in what you guys are doing then?
Oh, definitely. You know, our digital media and our social media is going to be, it's changing how we all think about marketing and communicating, and I think that's definitely a big piece of our strategy in the future. And we're rolling out a new website. I think it's going to launch here within the next 30 days as well. But we really think that overall, cattlemen and ranchers, they spend a lot more time in their pickups and their tractors and their harvesters, and this is going to be somewhere that they get to listen to the program that they want to hear all day. So we think it's going to be a big hit with everyone out there.
Well, and I think if I understand correctly, I have been in the past both Sirius and XM subscriber when they were not together, but you can also get an app for that now, and so this can come in through smartphones as well.
Exactly. You can get it on your smartphone, you can get it on your computer, on the website there, or you can get it in your, your harvester, car, wherever you want it now. Sirius XM's made it real easy to be able to subscribe to it and listen to them.
So I know you said you're kicking off July 15th, but I think the announcement I received mentioned a very interesting sounding event you have planned in Indianapolis.
Yeah, so Patrick really wanted to do something to kick it off right, and so he wants to. Last year he set the Guinness Book of World Records at the Nebraska State Fair with the most old tractors in a tractor parade going around the track there, and now he wants to do something similar with he wants to have you bring tractors and pickups and set the Guinness Book of World Record for the biggest pickup parade around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. But all of it is really as a kickoff of rural radio. Mm-hmm. On channel 80 of SiriusXM.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure we got that channel number in there. So 80, and because there's a lot of people in the agribusiness sector. I'm certainly one of them that, we may not even have it in our own car, but we travel a lot. And you rent a car, and guess what? You've got it in your car most of the time now. It seems like.
Yes, yes. I know I have it in mine. I love it, and I think that these shows are very relevant. They're going to be, all of them are live, so it's going to be great programming.
Well, we're looking forward to the launch of the Rural Radio, which is Channel 80 on SiriusXM. Anything else, Randy, that we haven't touched on you might want people to know about what you guys are doing at this point?
Well, I think that you're going to see on the weekends, we didn't really talk much about that, is you're going to see a lot of fun programming as well. You're going to see us doing a lot of Western sports, whether it's the professional bull rider doing those live, or hope we'll have a lot of rodeos on. And then we're going to be creating some other shows, like a Western Sports Center called Western Sports Roundup, which is basically any type of genre in the Western lifestyle, whether it's barrel racing, cutting, reining, team roping, bull riding. We're going to cover it. And, this is something that's real important to the rural lifestyle, is when you turn on ESPN and you turn on the Sports Center, you're going to see stick and ball. We want a place where you turn on the rural radio, you're going to learn or get to know more about what's happening with your favorite sport.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Randy Bernard, who is CEO for RFD, and we've been visiting here about rural radio coming out soon.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Chuck.
Well, that's our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.